Three, two, one. I'm sorry, what was that?
No, we're good.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like you. Your setup is improving in here, man. It looks great.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to think what was here before. Yeah, well, did we add a microphone? Maybe it was a third mic?
You didn't have a third mic. You got like really nice headphones.
Yeah.
That's a plus.
I will say these headphones were $29. So we can still get decent stuff for not expensive prices.
They're better than the cans you had before.
Yeah, I think they're the same ones. But
no, they're not.
Okay. Oh, you know, you might have been using... Okay, you're right. Yeah. I think there was a cheap...
really tiny, you know, like barely fell over my these large ear holes.
These are a little more noise-canceling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming back. I was just going to tell you, this is the start of the second season of the Rehoboth Podcast.
Is this the second season?
Rehoboth Social Podcast, second season, first guest.
Wow.
So I got to do something.
Nice. No, which we do we need to do something?
Do well,
we need
I do, to, I do have to do one
Do
thing.
I need to sing a song?
No, but I have a sponsor.
You have a sponsor? Look at you. Hey, who is this?
It's Urban Float. Urban Float is now the sponsor of the Rehoboth Social Podcast. So.
Well done, Urban Float.
Well done. But I have something I'm supposed to read for
you.
Are
you going
to
read it? Oh, my God. Look at you.
But I don't. It's too long. I told him it's too long. I got standards. Today's podcast.
Come on, stay with it. You can do
spit
it.
Spit out my gum. Today's podcast is brought to you by Urban Float.
Urban Float. Who's Urban Float? Tell me more.
The premier flotation therapy spa in the Mid-Atlantic. Guests float in a sensory managed environment in 1,200 pounds of Epsom salts. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You knew it was Epsom salts.
Yes,
but not 1,200 pounds.
Not 1,200.
The
pounds.
Number
that's
makes
a lot.
It like real.
Yeah, that's impressive.
1,200 pounds of Epsom salts, which provide profound health benefits for those who are seeking pain relief, stress management, recovery, or simply want to disconnect from an overconnected world.
And altered states. Remember that movie with John Hurt, Altered States? That's all I think of when I think of those sensory deprivation tanks.
Have you tried Urban Float?
I have not yet.
If you do, you can call 302-232-3141 and use First Time when you place your order, and that way we'll get you a discount from Urban Float and your first float.
Wow. Well done. So you're going to have to work on your transitions. This is going to be, when you start doing ads, mm-hmm. you're going to have to find a way to work into like, hey, what was a movie I recently saw? Oh, I recently saw this really great old movie called Altered States. You know what Altered States is like? It's like Urban Float. Come right at you. Urban Float, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because honestly, I agree, but at some point, like if someone isn't interested in like sponsoring, you know, because we were talking about this, there's a podcast that another person listens to and the guy doesn't, you know, he's big and he has a ton of sponsors and he tends to like make fun of the sponsors and have fun with the sponsors.
Sure.
And, you know, I figured there's probably a fine line because, you know, a sponsor is sponsoring for one thing. They want to get their name out there. They don't want to be kind of.
There's two ways to think about that.
Made it silly and stuff like that.
Because. As a podcast listener, when I hear the host having a good time with the actual, you know, sponsor,
right.
I listen to it.
Okay.
If it wasn't, I would just do the 30 seconds, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Okay, we're back to what you would skip it like you would. But when you're making a creative, kind of like how we're just having a little bit of fun with it,
yes,
people will listen to it.
And that was the first time I've had to do that. So it will become
that was so smooth,
more
though.
Fun.
You did that so well.
Well, thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank
you growing up with your
podcast.
So
I'm going to introduce you because usually I usually have the guests introduce themselves, but I'm going to introduce you because
and hey, one of my I'm a returning guest.
You're absolutely one of my favorite people.
Well,
one of my
you.
Favorite friends.
Thank you.
Rob Waters.
Hi.
From
good
W
to be here.
Films. A huge inspiration to me. I really, you know, I love your, you know, the things you do, and I love the freedom and the way you make it look so free.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
You've been a great, great friend to me and my kids, and it's great to have you back on. I couldn't have a better guest for the second season of the Rehoboth Social Podcast.
Damn, that is. Are we allowed to curse or forgot? Are
yeah, you can yeah, do whatever you
all
want.
Right.
We don't. I don't. I still.
It's
don't
a
think
fucking
we,
honor, man.
I still don't think we have a lot of listeners. Do you want that drink right there?
You know what? If you actually have like water, do we have water? Just straight up water?
No. In fact, that's mine. If you want it, you're more than
I'm
welcome.
I'm gonna do a slide.
Yeah,
you ready?
Slide it. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. No, I got a shuffleboard. I can do that better. Hold on.
Well, let me move the ad paper.
Yeah, let's get this right. Get my keys out of the way. Let's
nail it, bro.
Here we go. Going for the, what's the highest score in shuffleboard?
You have it. I don't know. You're the one with the shuffleboard.
All right, here we go.
It ain't that.
It's pretty close. You can reach it.
I'll take it.
All right, there we
That's
go.
That's a 10 to me. So what's up, brother?
Not much, man. We're past 4th of July weekend, so I can breathe. So this is nice.
Well, and you came in fired up. And I appreciate the topic because, you know, I've mentioned many times that you and I took the drone school together.
Sure.
And you went on and I didn't. But I also learned in the drone school that what I like doing with the drone is illegal, and drone school isn't going to make it legal.
Yeah.
So I just said, you know, it's fine. I thought maybe there would be this golden ticket that says, hey, bro, you took the class. Now you can fly it all over the place.
Yeah. You're allowed to do whatever you want.
It didn't happen.
400 feet, you are right above that. That's not a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, it's your business.
It's my business.
You do film. And I did see the little video for, I guess it was kind of talking about the Lewis fireworks.
Yeah. I did one recently for the Lewis fireworks where I was, you know.
And it was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. You used the drone just how it's supposed to be.
Well, I like it to look like I have a large crew rather than just me. So I've gotten good at having the drone in the air and then getting it on the ground fast enough that I can run and get the shots on the ground. Mm-hmm. So it looks like, wow, look, they had people in the air and on the ground. That's amazing.
Oh, so like it comes down and then it fades into ground movement.
No. Actually, I'd land it and then pick up my other gear and shoot with like the DSLR for those other kind of like close up, more intimate shots. Because that's... I saw before I really started flying the drone myself, one of the biggest issues I found with it was that everyone just like, you do one drone shot and it's like, that's really great, but there's no personalization to it because it's meant for, it's like a helicopter shot. It's an establishing shot, you would say. So let's say on that, that 4th of July video example, I'm flying over Lewis, and one of these houses has a really huge American flag on it, and it's a place where everyone takes their family to go get their pictures taken in front of it. So I have the drone in the air getting that shot, establishing, like, look how awesome and huge this flag is.
And it also ties everybody, a lot of people, into the shot, right?
Exactly.
A lot of people are familiar with it.
Yeah, because they're walking up to it, and you kind of see, like, little ant people going up, but then I land the drone, run up with my main camera, and just get the intimate shot, so it looks like... You know.
You're a hustler.
Yeah, I hustle.
Well, you also did a shot of people walking the bridge. And I right away, I was like, I got that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I mean, I guess what it says is, you know, anybody can fly around in a drone, but there is the eye, the art of it, you know, the thought, you know, thinking it through. And, you know, I think minimum amount of response with the least amount of work almost.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like...
And I say that only because it's just you were doing it by yourself. I don't mean like you're not doing the work, but you don't have a crew.
I'm not shooting every single possible angle. Well, it's kind of, it helps that I'm also the editor, so I know what I want when I'm up there. It's right. Like, yep, this is the shot that's going to work for this. I can get down. You know, that's...
Do you think that's one of the hardest parts about your job?
What?
Letting other people do stuff?
Yeah, I tend not to do that as much anymore. I have a few key people out there that I like. I use this girl, she's young, but who helps me out a lot.
Young lady.
Yeah, the young lady. Okay, is that proper, I guess?
Young lady, because I once addressed two women as, I said, what's up, girls? We are not girls, we are women. And I said, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Or worse, yes. Congratulations, I'm not pregnant.
But I guess it makes sense because you wouldn't want me to walk in and say, what's up, boy?
Yeah.
It's kind of, so I had to think of it like that.
I'll take young man, the young woman. Yeah, young. Young lady, I don't know.
We're old men.
Yeah, we're old men. We are.
I mean, I could call you young man if you'd like, but.
Yeah. No, it's all right.
But don't call me boy because we might have to toss it around. Well, you might have to kick my ass then.
Well, you know.
But anyway, so you came in, you were a little upset because we saw some stuff. I didn't, and what you saw was somebody flying a drone over the fireworks.
Yes.
And I flew my drone over the fireworks 2-3 years ago, but I flew my drone from where, you remember where the old Gold's Gym was?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Shall We Bounce used to be? I parked there and I flew the drone up and I probably went halfway between where they were being shot and where I started and just filmed them from afar.
Yeah, and that's what I did too. That's what you should do because these are explosives in the air and these drones have lithium batteries in them which will explode.
Yeah. No, I get it. And it's, you know what? It's called respect.
It is.
It's respect to the town of Rehoboth. It's not that's even what I did. I don't even think that was legal. I mean,
You're okay. Let's in all honesty, probably even what I did was kind of illegal because it was a little bit past. You're only allowed to fly half hour after sunset.
Yeah, it was dark.
Yeah. But, you know, it was like 15 minutes after sunset. Like, if they did a time check, right. It wouldn't be that big of an incursion because I got back on the ground. So it looked like I was in the air the whole time. But really, I got back on the ground and did what I said earlier, where I just got my DSLR out and got the close-ups of people.
Right. And I just wanted to kind of – I just did it out of curiosity, really. I wasn't trying to sell it or – be amazing because honestly, the footage in my drone isn't that great. The footage was
honestly, yeah. I mean, it was kind of nice to see it in the air, but I thought the stuff I had on the ground was nicer.
Absolutely, yeah. And I noticed last year that when the fireworks went off, there was about I would say 9 drones in the air.
Sure,
because you can just see them. And the little yellow and little green and red lights up in the air.
And that's a problem too, man. Like when he's like right there over the fireworks, like all you're seeing is his drone in the middle of the actual explosions. Like you're ruining it for other people too. It's one of the reasons I stay far back is like, I don't really want to see these blinking red lights, like right where all the explosions are happening. Like this is for them.
I agree. But what I was going to say is that I looked up this year and I didn't see really any drones. I didn't – in Rehoboth, I didn't. I wasn't in Lewis. I didn't go to the Lewis fireworks. But in Rehoboth, I did not see a drone in the air.
There was a lot of Lewis just because I think Lewis had more interest this year because this is the second year they're doing it, and they want to see if they would improve what happened last year.
Well, isn't Lewis just a bunch of free-for-alls?
It used to be.
Right.
This was the second year that it was sanctioned. This is the first like official – like these are legal fireworks. And also, they're better than Rehoboth just because they're out on a barge, which is so much better than –
yeah, didn't Rehoboth used to do that?
They used to, but then it got... Remember I was saying, like, the drone would just fall down? If the drone got hit, it would just fall down to the boat and the whole boat would explode?
Yeah.
That's essentially what happened. That's why they stopped doing it. Oh, not a drone, but another one misfired, came back down, and...
Well, wouldn't we rather have that on a barge than on, like, the beach?
No, because on the beach, like, their fire trucks and everything are there. They're ready to take care of it. I don't know.
I didn't know that was why it was moved. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if the whole thing exploded, but I know
it's
it was enough.
News.
It was enough that the insurance was like, no, we can't do this anymore. But
to me, it would have seemed more like save money by not having a barge.
It's just so much better. You get the reflection. It's pretty much you get like double the fireworks.
Well,
you get
just
the reflection.
That little you know video I just saw was pretty cool. I like the barge.
Yeah, the barge is nice.
But it is an issue with a you know. And I told you I don't really even fly my drone. I did go fly my drone. I did get the drone out the other day because. Every year they harvest the wheat and they roll up the bales and they place them out in the fields. And especially when I come down Route 1 before I turn on Cave Neck Road, that field on the right, it just has, it slopes down. It just has great,
sure.
With a tree
beautiful.
Line and there's a great depth. So I'm like, you know what? And for years they used to roll it all up and now they put it in bales. I was like, oh shit. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to fly my drone out there. I could barely get the thing going. It was like between wires and all this other stuff, but I got it out there and it was awesome. And I love flying drones, but it just has become a little more challenging than it was 2 years ago.
Why would you say that?
I feel like they're updating the software. I think that this little airport, I think, is now a consideration where maybe it wasn't before. It's like a Tesla. You know, every time you fly a drone, I think they send that data back. I don't think it's any secret.
Yeah.
I think that's how they... You know, I took my drone once up to Pfeiffer's because they have the corn maze. And I'm like, you know, they make this cool...
Yeah, I just flew it recently after, like, October.
Yeah, well, when I took my drone, it wouldn't fly.
It just said no fly zone?
Yep. Because of the airport.
Did it give you any options to, like... Because when I flew there, it's like, well, this is kind of a dangerous zone, but if you are careful, it's okay.
It didn't give me that option. No, in fact, it said...
Was it DJI app?
It was my DJI. It was my Mavic drone.
Okay.
And it flew up, and it would fly up, but not that high, and it would move, but very slow.
Interesting.
So,
well, I know there's some times where I just flew near Easton, which has an airport, and it'll say, like, hey, you're kind of on the outskirts of the zone, but we're going to let you go up, or we're going to let you go up, like, 150 feet.
Right.
So there's always a weird thing. So it's like, well, I'll take it. That's what I'm going to do, and I'll make the most of it.
Well, and I was a little more into it back then. And you know, this is something that you do as a career, and, you know, so you're always involved. But, you know, for me, it's like, oh, God, you know. And then I was struggling with, like, for a long time, I was having this trouble where I would upload the app or get the app on, connect everything, get it all wired up, get the drone on, and then it would disconnect. I'm like,
oh yeah, those are trying times. When it's in the air,
yeah,
that happens quite often.
Oh my God. And then I was like, so that's actually, I sent the Altel drone back to Seattle and they said, oh, it was broken. I must have had a hard landing. And I don't recall that. I don't recall it crashing, but I said, whatever. So then they fixed it. And now it seems like it's really, like I told you, I tried to fly over here the other day and it wouldn't get past this little pond without disconnecting. I was like, oh, fucking come back then.
I mean, these are so, they're so technical and all that. It's kind of like, you know, when you have a new car and once they go under the hood, everything just starts falling apart. It's like once that.
Isn't it like a human?
Yeah, same
thing. Once they go under your hood.
Yeah, once they go under the hood, they start cutting some things open. Like, oh, you're all new. And then like 2 months later, like, well.
Well, you know what the worst part was is I lost my Mavic. I'm still in mourning. That drone was the shit.
Yeah, I have the Mavic Zoom and I use that.
Oh my God, how is that thing?
It's so great. Like I have the Inspire, which it does beautiful shots. It's kind of grounded because I messed up the gimbal and it costs $3,000 to get it fixed. So yeah, I will get to it soon. But
it's not on the top of your list.
Not on the top, just because what I could do with the Zoom, let's say the difference is if I'm going to make a major motion picture that's going to be on the big screen, I'd have to use the Inspire because that's the way those cameras work. Is it's just a little bit better. But the Mavic is, for what I do, especially stuff that goes mostly online, it's amazing. It's so quiet. It's so portable. Like I just have it in my backpack and I can
get it up. I loved my Mavic.
It's the Zoom feature, though.
I bet that's fantastic. I mean, as far as just the drone and the operating system and how it flew and the distance and all that, I loved it. Now, a camera, the Zoom, and there's another one. What's the other one?
I mean, there's like the Phantom, but then there's like the Mavic Pro 2.
No, but I mean, there was the Mavic Pro, and then there was they released a new Mavic, two versions of it, one with the Zoom and one, I think, with a wide lens.
Yeah, it's just a better lens.
So there's two. They're basically really focusing on the camera more instead of the flying, which I thought was a good idea.
It's good, yeah. Because the fly is, they got the flying down just fine. It's the cameras that are weak. But so if you're a photographer, I would say you do the Mavic Pro 2. That is a nicer camera. But if you're a filmmaker, you cannot beat what the Zoom can do.
Do you know Neil Perry?
I've heard the name.
Okay, he's a photographer. He's in the photography business, and he was thinking about getting a drone. So to him, maybe the Mavic 2 Zoom would probably be the one he would want.
If he's a filmmaker. But if it's a photographer, Pro 2.
The Pro 2.
The Pro 2 is a better camera.
That's the white. It's got the bigger sensor.
Yeah, it's got a bigger sensor. It's a little bit better that way. But with the Zoom, I can go from your wide angle to like a 50 millimeter lens and actually get the Abraxas effect. I think it's Abraxas. Not Abraxas.
With the depth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's where you're flying and the one thing's stationary and everything's moving.
Exactly. But it's like, you know, it's a guitar player on top of the mountain where everything is flying around him.
Slash.
Yeah, exactly. So
since you're, into this business, what is like a bigger sensor, you get a wider picture. Does that allow you to do better cropping? If you want to crop more, yeah, it gives you better detail in a smaller crop?
Yeah. Like you can crop it and it's just, I think you have more pixels. You can have a better, you can just get a slightly better picture. For photography, but with the Zoom, the camera isn't quite as good, but the zooming feature, let's say, okay, as a filmmaker, my biggest problem with all the drone shots, especially when I was first getting into it, and it's why I chose the Inspire 2, even though it has the best shot, it has multiple lenses.
Right.
Because let's say you got like the Phantom above your head right there, and you have these other ones where it's just a fixed wide angle shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get. As a filmmaker, I want a different lens. I want to have a different shallow depth of field.
I mean, that thing actually has different lenses. I mean, you actually take a lens off.
Yes, it actually.
And they look like camera lenses. That's a serious drone.
They're real camera lenses. That's why it's, you know, if you're going to actually go beyond stuff on the internet and actually have something for the screen or something, maybe even like you want to go full on TV, that's what you have to get. You have to go that big. But the problem with it, it is really big, really loud, and scares the shit out of people when they see that in the sky. Like, I can get the Mavic up there, and no one has any idea. They didn't even know what happened. But, like, I've actually had to record with the Inspire where, let's say, BB's having a big opening, like a big groundbreaking, and they're giving a speech, and I'm supposed to get air shots, they've actually told me to land it because they can't speak over it, like, oh, even with a microphone. Like, it just, it's taken over.
If you'd have known that, would you have still gotten it? If you knew what you knew now,
yeah, then I still would have, just because I can't really grow with the Mavic, but I can grow into the Inspire. Mm-hmm. Like, when I get bigger and bigger shoots that actually, let's say, like, I have the time to go there and I'm not just getting crowds and that kind of thing, it's the camera that I would need. And it's also the camera that would just get you bigger clients, too, because, you know, the clients who know what it is are like, oh, shit, he has Inspire, too? Let's...
Well, and you know, it's funny. I think that if you're... if you own a drone or you fly a drone or you do stuff with drones and you watch TV, you automatically can tell a cheap drone from like an Inspire.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, especially a lot of local commercials, you can tell just by, and because I've used them. I've never flown an Inspire. I've never edited an Inspire. I've never, you know, worked with footage from an Inspire. But I've worked with the footage from Mavic, and then I've also worked with the footage from a Mavic, where I've gotten in and really adjusted the, you know, the details of how it turns.
Sure.
You know. So
part of it's a lot of the flying.
The flying, exactly. But you can set those things up to really turn slowly, and I think, and you taught
me that.
That's
what I do. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. The cinematic.
The cinematic turns, but you see a lot of these local commercials where they're like, you know, jerky turns, you know, and it's just that typical flying backwards away from the scene. So, but I can say, oh, that's a DJI Phantom drone, where you can tell like an Inspire flies like a helicopter.
It does. But you know what? The Mavics are really strong that way too. Like if I did the Pepsi challenge and said, hey, was this an Inspire or a Mavic? Most people really wouldn't know the difference. There's a little bit of a depth of field difference. You can tell by a lens. But if you use your camera, you use the right kind of lighting, the right kind of time, the right kind of flying, it looks just as good as an Inspire, pretty much. You just, most of these local play commercials, like, especially, let's say, you know, like car commercials you see, where they're just like, let's just fly over the lot. And it's like, well, that's boring as shit, man. Like, do some like really cool, like one of my favorite shots as a drone guy, when I get the chance to do it, is the reveal. Let's say most people, when they're flying their drone, they're flying right at the thing that they're focused on, so you're just going right in at it. A reveal, like not showing all your cards at once and what you want to show, is a really cool thing. So, because these gimbals can tilt up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you have that camera pointed mostly as the ground as you're flying, and let's say you have that car dealership that you're going towards. Maybe you have the ground, you're shooting the ground, you show the logo of the car dealership, and then you slowly push it up to show like, oh shit, look at all these great cars, rather than it just be cars.
Look at all of your options.
Yeah, exactly. So you kind of give like a more cinematic reveal where it's more important, rather than it just be like, hey, look, it's in the air. Isn't that something?
Right.
You know?
It's a third camera shot from the sky.
Yeah, from the sky.
The 80-foot ladder.
Yeah. And it just, and you know, they're shooting it like on a really shitty day. There's like no sun. They didn't saturate it or do anything. It's just like this flat, sad image in the air.
So. Yeah, well, there's, you know, I think there's people that, you know, I think you're like one step away from a movie.
That's what I try. Yeah.
Right. And I think you think like that. Some people are like, I just want to get a shot.
Like, I just recently did a commercial for Burroughs and Associates, let's say, and they're talking about showing their client their perfect house, and because they're real estate agents. And the ending shot is I'm on the ground with them walking, showing them their beach, like, hey, look, this is your backyard. This is all this. It's really pretty. And then I use the drone that's kind of in back of them to fly right up with them and then fly over them so you see the beach, and then the logo goes up into the sky. Like,
nice.
You're shooting it like a little movie rather than it just being a drone shot.
Those Barrows.
Yeah.
Barrows.
Barrows and Associates.
Yeah, I know them. They're great. I asked her to be on my podcast.
Did she say no?
She shuddered.
Yeah, she's not a fan of being on camera or talking. She does a great job. It's just, it's funny. It's just she hates it so much.
Yeah,
it's how people tend to hate these things.
Well, she's not going to be on camera. She's a very smart lady.
She is,
and she's a go-getter, and You know, I just always appreciate that. You know, look, if someone looks at me long enough in the eyes, I ask you to be on my podcast. It's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Did you look at me for longer than 3 seconds? You want to be on my podcast? So listen.
Is that how it worked?
That's how it worked.
Okay.
So listen, I want to talk to you about something.
Sure.
An idea.
I like ideas.
I want to have a contest.
Okay.
A vlog contest.
A vlog contest? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, we've done short films.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Halloween things. What about a vlog contest? Someone that takes talking into the camera, drones, time lapse, just fun, different things, different ways to use. Because, you know, I think, you know, short films are great, but we do it all the time. I've never heard of, like, the first annual Rehoboth Social vlog contest.
Well, vlog is kind of a... It's kind of a wide term. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like a 8-minute, you know, introduction kind of. I think we'll pick a theme, maybe just the town of Rehoboth or summer fun.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, utilizing different types of filming, whether it's with a phone, with a camera, with a drone, with a GoPro, underwater, at night. Still shots, just, you know, time lapse that you can all put into a vlog, and, you know, we'll figure out a theme. I thought maybe we could do like a Rehoboth Social W Films sponsor. We don't have any money, but I mean, look, if we could get some interest, I'll find some money. You know, I'd give out prizes. I think, but I think it's fun, and I feel like a lot, especially, you know, I have 3 kids. My little one, Teresa, she wants to be a YouTuber.
Sure.
I mean, that's, you know, not everybody wants to be a short filmmaker. Not everybody wants to be, you know, a big filmmaker or a commercial maker, but they all want to make these vlogs. They all want to do these DIY or DIY videos. And
a good vlogger, though, you essentially have to learn the tools of filmmaking to be a good vlogger.
Well, and vlogging might introduce you to using some of those tools.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. It could push you.
You seem concerned.
I'm just thinking how to do it. That's all.
Well, I used to do, you know, I did a vlog for a long time.
Sure.
And Casey Neistat was a big inspiration to me. I loved how, you know, and I always say, anybody that's starting in the real estate game, I always say you should just start a real estate vlog. You know, do time lapses of how the sun rises in the morning on that house, how it sets, you know, in what direction, how the mm-hmm. wind blows, you know, but just an interesting thing where people are going to start following you, a character, you know, set the briefcase down, stick the sign in the thing, show the cut to the time lapse of the sunrise, you know, a cool 8-minute vlog of a house.
Sure. I mean, well, okay, let's say if you're going to do at this point in time, a vlog can't be more than 5 minutes. At 2 minutes is a sweet spot because people's interests just ain't there.
Well, listen, I don't think that's true. I'm interested. If I'm interested in something, I'm interested. I can't say that 20 minutes is too long, but 2 minutes, you know, a vlog, I mean, it just...
Well, you know.
But I think you're like thinking, how many of these am I going to have to watch?
Well, no. I mean, people's interest... Okay, if the story is great, then people will stay. But most vlogs, just people just talking about, like... Hey, I'm here getting my coffee at the blah, 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 blah. And, you know, if you go more than 5 minutes about where you're getting your coffee and how great you think you are, then that's kind of a downer.
Yeah, and that's not what we're looking for. I think a fun vlog, five-minute vlog, you know.
I give a cap of 5 minutes.
Cap of 5 minutes. Also, just because we have to watch them, or I have to watch them.
Yeah, that's tough.
We have to watch them.
Sure.
I just think it'd be kind of fun. You know, there's a lot of kids that are into that stuff right now. Kids, young adults.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about, you know, the kids. It's anybody. But I think it allows a little bit of creativity, you know, and seeing different ways people use different cameras. Maybe we could say, you know, you have to use 3 kinds of cameras, a phone, a camera, and a drone. Or a phone, or time-lapse drone and, you know, still camera or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We have to figure out some rules, but it might be...
Well, I mean, I do this with my film class. I make them make a documentary, which is very similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have to make a short documentary about something. And
I forgot you actually teach this. I shouldn't have questioned the 2 minutes. I apologize.
Yeah, thank you.
But I do believe 2 is too short.
Well, okay. I think I think I just gotten used to trying to make things 2 minutes.
I think if you're going to spend more than 2 minutes talking about what you're doing, I think you're right. But I think if you're, you know, I'm talking about, you know, introduction, time lapse, still footage, you know, the whole story being 5 minutes. Yeah, I don't want to hear 5 minutes of somebody talking about their coffee.
Like maybe documentary / vlog, just because vlog has a bad reputation.
It does?
Yes, it does. Why? Just people talking about themselves, and it's just, it's so, vlog is so me, me, me. And what real, you know, I know YouTube, that's still a big thing that still gets people, but if you kind of take the more documentary type edge where, yeah, maybe this person is looking a little more outward rather than like, hey, I'm here at this cool event, check what I'm doing, and whatever, shout out, get hit me at whatever the hell my channel is, and blah, blah, blah. Like, if it's, that's what's becoming, and I feel like, I know that's still huge on YouTube, and that's how it's not going.
That's kind of not what I was actually thinking, but I do, I know what you're saying. I guess what I'm thinking is just a whatever you want to call it, but something that allows someone to use a few different types of cameras. Mm-hmm. Maybe just sharing their weekend at the beach or sharing, you know, something. Yeah, there's going to be some talking to the camera, but I think there's an art to that too. And if there someone's going to spend 5 minutes babbling, then they're not winning. Winning is what we're looking for.
Sure.
Winning. Why didn't I win? You talk too much. Next, you know, but you know, there's got to be a fine balance. I mean, I understand it is me, 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 but there's also just a lot of me, 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 me-ers.
Well, I know. Out there. Yeah, that is.
I didn't know vlogging had such a bad reputation. I guess I'm out of touch. Whatever we want to call it, it's not a blog.
I'm also an old cynical man. So, like, when I hear just someone like, oh my God, you got to see my vlog, like, I really don't. But fine. You know, it's
if kind of ask you that. They want to maybe some feedback. If you're going to be good at something, you're going to have.
I
that
will
happen.
Always go see what they're doing.
Right,
it's fine.
Did I ever ask you to look at my vlog?
Yes, and I've looked at it.
Did you go? Oh God, this guy's talking.
No. Problem. You did what I was saying. Like you, what I want, not what I was saying bad wise. What right. I'm saying good wise, where you're kind of you're trying to show the area in a positive light, and you're just putting a camera on it rather than just like, hey, I'm in front of a camera in front of this place. Check it out.
Right.
You know, like that is.
I was exploring my, you know, different ways of shooting and talking. It was all new. And after a while I did it, I was like, I felt like I was just talking to the camera and it got old. So I quit. But,
sure.
You know, but it did, you know, it. I guess the goal of it is really to, you know, expose people to editing, mm-hmm. expose people to tying different, like, you know, if I'm going to bring a drone shot in and a camera shot, I may just have to plug the drone in. I may use it, pull an SD card out of something else. I may have to download the phone stuff. So it's using different ways, taking it all together and pulling it, you know.
And the more you do it, the better you get. The more you know the shots you need to get and right as you're doing it. So that's, all right. I mean, it's an interesting idea. I mean, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. I mean, you know, we'll discuss the details a little more. I don't want to also set something up for us. You know, maybe we could say, you know, through the summer, and then we'll start thinking about looking at them in the fall. I don't want to set you up for any. I know you're busy.
I would do it in the fall, not just because we're busy, but everyone's busy.
Right.
Like, let's say at the Revival House, we just put on a contest where there's this guy that actually does actual sound.
So real quick, I've been a sponsor of it. I love what they're doing down there at the Milton Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so on the third Thursday of every month, it's called the Revival House, or is that the name of that place down there every day, Revival House?
No, it's just ours. Like, there were a specific little thing.
So, but the name of it is the Milton Theater.
The Milton Theater.
So on every third Thursday of the month, it now becomes the Revival House. I want to make sure, you know, one of the things that we've discussed is I want to just make sure I get the message out what you're doing. And sure. I don't want to leave people going, where's the Revival House?
Yeah. So the Revival House is every third Thursday of the month at the Milton Theater. Now, we're kind of running into issues with, well, let's be honest. So, okay.
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest about this. Essentially, the Revival House is, like, we called it, like, a religious experience for film geeks. And it's essentially, like, my grown-up treehouse. Like, I get to make, like, these really cool events that revolve around films and all of this. And it was really great. We kind of built an audience. It's our third year. And, like, you know, we would pack the house. And at first, Fred, who runs it, was like, no one really shows up to movies here. This doesn't really work. And we're like, well, we're going to make a pretty big thing about it. It will work in time. And it started to. And it still does okay. But wait, I'll explain.
You gave the girlfriend braces, and now her teeth look good, and now everybody likes her.
Yeah, and now everyone... So what happened was, 5 months ago, I guess it was, Fred saw, that, hey, huge, there's tons of people going to this. Let's do it every Thursday now. And that's what they did. And it's killing us. Now,
wait a minute. Every Thursday is a revival house?
Every Thursday is just a movie.
Oh.
So now that it's every Thursday, our events are no longer these kind of cool special events. It's going to kill it eventually. It's a matter of time. So we have to figure out what to do.
What do you want to do? So what do we need? A new place?
No, I can never do it anywhere else in the Milton Theater. That's what kind of sucks. It's a perfect location. I wouldn't really do it anywhere else. And I love doing it there. And I love the Milton Theater. It's just that...
Well, and I've said this before. Milton is doing a great job. Milton has done a great job with reviving Milton.
Yeah.
The Milton Theater, I think, is doing a great job. They bring a lot of stuff over there. But I think, there was a time it wasn't. And, you started over there. I'm not going to say because of you it took off, but a combination of...
We helped a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, unfortunately, success...
And that's the problem. But it's going to, it's going to be one of those things that it costs a lot of money to put movies on. You got to pay for them. It isn't just hey, I want to go put this movie on. I want to go show Jaws because it's a lot of fun. You got to pay $250 just to show
it. What about maybe just instead of maybe find sponsors? I sponsored before. Maybe find sponsors. If you're doing a good thing down there and a lot of eyes are rolling around, have sponsorship and maybe pay for it through sponsorship and not really worry about who shows up.
Yeah, but when you're doing this...
That's a thought. Yeah, I'm not telling you that. I'm just saying...
I have a plan I can't quite discuss over there because it might still never happen. But part of it would be the W Films would be a sponsor. It's good for me. I could do a tax write-off and all that. But it's not just that. It's just that what was so much fun and everyone got really excited... It's all being ciphered off. And it's, as someone who, I don't make money, I don't get paid for this. I work my ass off and I'm doing this for fun. It's every month that just, it's a little bit like you're throwing your own birthday party and no one shows up. It's that kind of thing. Or it always hurts a little bit when you see it diminishing. And I know exactly why it's diminishing. And there's nothing I could do about it.
Yeah.
So that's my frustration with that.
Well, and I can tell you that it's frustrating for me because I would like to go more, but it's at a time where it just is
tough. Sure, it's on a Thursday too. It sucks. And they want to move us to Wednesday now, which will be even worse. So
shut it down. Shut it down.
Well, they would still keep going, but I don't know. I have some ideas that I will discuss with them. So I'm curious how it goes. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast and get angry with me. So we'll see how it goes.
Not listening to the podcast, and why would he get angry? These are human situations. When you weren't angry with him when you first started and no one showed up. Everything, we all have our ebbs and flows.
Sure, sure.
You're not gonna be mad. You're a great guy. You and your buddy Rob,
the two Robs,
yeah,
and Erin, she's also there too. She's the third.
I'm sorry, Erin.
There you go.
Shout out to Erin, she's all that. Actually, I love Erin. How's your wife doing?
She's awesome. Doing great. She's nice. Great.
My buddy, Carlos is, his wife, I think works with Rob's wife. Is that right? Well, he said I should try to get Rob Rector
Yeah, Rob Rector. He would do great on this. Yeah.
On the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I go, I know Rob. And I guess his wife works with Carlos. I don't know. It's a small town.
He does a lot of podcasts himself, so he's ready for this.
Rob does?
Yeah, yeah, he does podcasts.
Has he heard of the Rehoboth Social Podcast?
Probably not.
That hurts, Rob.
Sorry.
He's heard of it.
I never heard of the stuff that he does. It's just podcasts. It's a lot to keep up with. So
do we have a lot of podcasts here in Rehoboth?
I feel like a lot of people have podcasts.
I'm just asking. I feel like a lot of is there a lot of Rehoboth podcasts?
I think there is.
Because I haven't found any. I know one. Brian Mann does Neva's Potatoes.
Yeah, I think everyone has something.
Not you are a fucking old, goddamn cynical. Yeah.
No,
man,
no, no. I mean, I think just a lot of there's a lot of people that just set up and do podcasts. But I think
you know what I love about podcasts is you just know the more the merrier. You know, it's like, oh, we're not just going to leave this podcast and I'll go to another podcast. You know, one thing I've noticed about podcasting is people that podcast have a lot of people that have other podcasts on their podcast. It's like you almost have to help one another.
Yeah, you kind of do. But you know, I think you're doing a great job. I've heard a few of yours, and you're good at it. You know, you're a good person with asking questions. You flow with it well.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate
you. Inject yourself into the story, but never too much.
Right. Well, and someone said I'm obsessed with food, and I'm like, am I? I did get on a food kick for a while, but I'm trying not to talk about that.
Yeah.
So the how's business? Because this is, you are Rob Waters from W Films.
I am Rob Waters from W Films.
This guy said, I was 17 minutes in and I still didn't know who you were talking to. So it's Rob Waters from W Films.
Yeah, things are great, man. I couldn't be any busier, so that's good. I've kind of got a good head of steam. And I enjoy what I do, so that's all that matters.
You did send me a thing about a film festival or a film competition, a short film competition.
Yeah, the Ocean City Film Festival.
In Ocean City, which
is still going on. We got like a week.
Well, let's announce it. What is it?
Ocean City Film Festival is putting on a kind of like a film challenge, kind of like what I do with the trailers.
Yep.
But they're giving everyone, I think it's like a month to make a film about Ocean City, essentially. Not like a documentary or something, like an actual like narrative film that involves Ocean City somehow. And I have an idea for it too, but just I'm too busy and won't be able to do it. It annoys me.
And you sent me the suggestion for my son David, who is into that.
He should do it. You know, get the show there.
That means I got to take him to Ocean City, and I don't have any time for that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true.
That's why I thought it'd be fun to do like a documentary vlog. I use the word vlog because I just think of different types of cameras, but something like that for like Rehoboth. I thought that might be fun. That's why I came up with that.
Because it's here.
Because
it's right down the street.
Well,
sure.
And we should be making films for Rehoboth.
Yeah, I mean, or Lewis, because I'm more of a Lewis person at this point in my life.
Well, we could do a vlog for Luton. Oh, that's a new town I made. You're in Luton right now.
Is it like, okay, Milton and Lewis?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm
West with side.
You. There it is. Okay.
Throw them up. It's our corner.
Well, it's actually kind of, yeah, because Lewis goes on forever, especially when I'm doing like real estate and they're like, oh, it's in Lewis. Like, great. And it's like, no, that's a half hour away. That's not Lewis.
Yeah, it's like this finger.
That's bullshit. Yeah, no.
J.D. Shuckers. Because like, J.D. Shuckers is Lewis.
That's just ridiculous. Like, that's essentially Millsboro, right? I would call that Harris. Not Harris. No.
Not. I don't know what I would call it, but it's out there. It's more
closer
like
to Harbison than Milton to me. Yeah, Long Neck. Exactly.
But I don't know. But I, you know, over here it feels like Lewis, but this is Milton. So now I just call it Luton.
Yeah, this feels like more like Milton than...
This feels like Milton or Lewis?
This feels more... Okay, this feels more like Lewis
right.
than Milton. And the area around J.D. Shuckers feels more like Milton than Lewis. Because it's Lewis.
Yeah, well, it's confusing. All I know is that this is Luton now.
I like it. I like it.
People say, oh, where's your salon? I go, it's in Milton. I mean, it's really like Lewis.
It's
on the highway almost. It's one block away from the highway. But that's, you know, that's funny because, you know, I think people get all, you know, if you're in Lewis, it's a different zip code, so it has more value or, you know, more notoriety.
It's easier to sell.
It's easier to
that's
sell.
That's essentially like, hey, if you want to sell it, you got the Lewis zip code. People just might go for it more. I don't know, but...
So, James is back.
He is. Has he been on your podcast yet?
He's been on the podcast.
Good.
I called him yesterday. I go, I can't believe I had to find out that you were home through Facebook. And he started laughing. I mean, I just, you know, I knew he was home, but.
Sure.
I called him. I'd like to have him back. He said he would come back on the podcast and talk about everything that, you know, all his journeys and adventures and down in Florida.
Because, good God, a radio voice. Jesus.
Well, do you know Andrew Chris?
I don't know. Sounds familiar.
He's an actor, theater actor, but he was on the podcast, and him and both James.
Oh, big guy. Is he a big guy?
He's muscular.
Yeah, I think I know who he is.
Yeah, him and his partner. I mean, he's just, and he's a painter.
Yes, I know who he is now. Yeah.
He's my neighbor, and he's just a great guy. Yeah. But he was on, and he's got that deep voice. And I'm like, I should have you and James on at the same time. You guys can...
I remember when I was first recording James, and he's, you know, he was just like, ah, I hate the sound of my own voice when I hear it. And like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you and your voice of God saying you don't like the sound of it.
Well... Well, it's got that. It's definitely deep, but he's huge. I mean, it's all that reverbing around in the side of his torso, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Just
so the what was the movie? What was the last short film you guys made? I love so much the one with the with your Pietas? Son. Yeah,
yeah. What they do with him? Sure.
Did that, is that still doing anything, or is that done?
I mean, it's. I still have to put it online. I still haven't put it online yet. I got to do that. But, yeah, I mean, it's done. It's out of the film circuit now.
Did it win anything?
Yeah, it won some Best Ofs. It did well. It did pretty great.
Are you going to do the short trailer for Halloween this year?
I'm going to try. It's kind of like I always have great ideas. Like, I don't want to say they're great ideas because that sounds like it makes me an asshole. But I think I have good ones that could possibly be great. Like, I had an idea for... the Ocean City thing, and I just don't think I'm going to have the time to pull it off, and it would also involve James. I haven't told him yet, but it would involve him. But it would have been, I think, a lot of fun.
But you now have the time.
It's just the time is killing me.
So what about if we do this vlog contest? Maybe you can enter.
I probably wouldn't, because that's what I do. And also, I don't really want to enter because I have all the tools. I'd rather give someone else who's...
It's not fair.
Starting, yeah, essentially. I don't want to say it's not fair.
I get it. I know what you're saying. No, that makes sense. And I don't think I would enter either. But
it's just not, you know, like I have all, I've spent, I guess it's 5 years since W Films and we've done well. So I have really nice gear. And it's just not fair coming in with all this experience where someone is trying to do this for the first time and be in the contest. I would do it just for fun, but not be in the running.
You know what I thought was great was the last time they did the little Rob Waters Film Festival over there on, is it 94th Street?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have a little crowd that shows up, which is great, and you kind of talk about your films and stuff, but I thought it was nice how you spent some time just talking about your cameras and stuff.
Sure, the gear talk. People love gear talk,
gear
man.
Gear talk is a big deal, and, you know, I think even like when I started this podcast, you know, there's so many opinions out there of the right gear and... I think that's one of my favorite things about whether it's drones or photography or podcasting is gear.
Yeah.
And
like, you know, oh, you Canon or Nikon, man? Like, I'm Canon. Can't talk about it then. All right, moving on.
Yeah, it's well, and I feel like I'd like to almost shoot the podcast in video. I've looked into it. I started, you know, I turned on the gear light, and then I have started to kind of creep around in Amazon. And maybe one of these days we can sit down when you have some time, which probably won't be ever, but, and figure out, you know, I thought about like using like two Nikons pointing at each other, but then I found that they, you know, you can buy these, I don't know what it was, but just like little box cameras that shoot in 1080p.
I don't know. I don't know if you should, to be honest.
What, put it on video?
Yeah.
Okay.
One, it's going to become really cumbersome as far as like files go. Like it's just going to be an hour of talking. And just with HD video of any kind, that's just going to kill your time. But the other side is,
I agree.
People are a lot easier to talk on the radio than they are to be on film. So if you're suddenly recording someone,
they might get nervous.
They'll get nervous. They'll have to like, well, they'll suddenly have to start looking not like this. They'll have to look a little bit better, you know, because they're going to be on camera. People freak out.
First of all, you look great. I like that shirt.
Thank you. Thank you. It took me a while to put this together. I did hours in front of the mirror just
that hat,
like...
That hat what is something, though.
What is the perfect... What's wrong with this hat? See? Right there. What's wrong with this hat?
It's something. It's a hat. Actually, I like that restaurant. Half Full.
Yeah.
Give Half Full a little shout out. Down in Lewis.
But anyway, don't Delicious do... Pizza. I would say don't do that. Unless you're doing it like live. That's the only reason I would say put those cameras up.
That would maybe be the way to do it.
Yeah, if you're doing putting like something up live like that, that's possible.
Well, it's just a thought. You know, I mean, it's just kind of how, you know, I like cameras. I thought it would be fun to think about it. But I agree. It would be, what I really don't want to get into is a whole bunch of editing. That's what I don't want to do.
Yeah. And that's, you're adding a good 2 hours at least to what you want. Of editing. And that's in an hour long podcast. So you got to watch it all the way through and then start to whittle it the way you want to, and then look at it again, and then...
Well, I thought it'd be cool to invent, like, this a foot switch that just switches between cameras with my foot.
Well, I mean, if you're using Premiere Pro, you can set it up where, like, you can set up cameras. So, like, one, you have one line that's like camera one, camera two, and you just push the button on the keyboard and it cuts to it. It'll cut to camera one. It'll cut to camera two.
Oh, okay.
So that's something you can do.
But you need, like, a tech guy pushing the button.
You would just, no, it's just your keyboard. I mean, it's, no, not while you're doing it. That's an editing.
Oh, I see. So when you play them all back and then you decide the camera that's
yeah, like camera one's out. Right now, camera two, camera three, and blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It does. So.
This is easy.
So no video.
No
just,
video.
Just, you know.
Well, I mean, I was really trying to just kind of line up a topic about talking about cameras, but.
I got a little negative on you there. I apologize. But you know.
You black. You blacked out on me.
Well, you know, I just seems like extra work. And I just, having people in front of the camera so often, I've seen it go right and wrong every which way.
Right.
And sometimes.
Honestly, putting people in front of a microphone is a little, they get a little wigged out.
They get a little wigged out because they know it's like, well, I actually have to put together a sentence that makes sense. Like, I can't just mumble my funny little lines and...
Well, I'm doing a podcast later on today with another person, and she texts me. She goes, are we still on? I go, yeah. She goes, I'm so nervous.
Are you still doing 2 a week, right? 2 a week?
I'm doing 3 podcasts a day. I'm posting 2 a week.
Okay, there you go. Yes. I was going to say, that's a lot. 3 a day?
This is my day off.
Okay, and your day off.
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know... It's interesting to do podcasting because, you know, it sounds great. And, you know, you say everyone's doing a podcast. Well, the hard part about podcasting is finding people to be on the podcast.
Sure.
You know, you can't do a podcast every day if you don't have anybody.
Well, a lot of podcasts are about a specific thing, too. Like, we're talking about Rob. He has his own stuff. And they'll do a podcast just about, like, bad movies they saw. And that specifically, he'll just do that with, like, a friend and talk about, like, specific movies that people should see and... He might every once in a while get a guest that was involved with that movie. That's something cool. He'll do.
Like the guy that was, what was that? Never mind. I'm not even going to say because I don't remember the name and I don't want to put a bunch of questions to you. But yeah, so that's the tough part about the podcast. And so, and I only have Mondays and Wednesdays. So I have to, you know, check out and see if people are starting to reach out to me now and mm-hmm. asking about being on the podcast, which makes it easier. But I'm still, you know, like there's a girl coming on next week, and ideally I would like her to come on at 10:45, but she said I'm going to have to do it in the afternoon.
Sure.
So you just get what you can get. And like I'm going to do 3 today. I'll post 1 today, 1 on Thursday, and I'll have one some credit. And then I'm doing another podcast on Wednesday, so I'll have 4 this week.
And you try to keep them like an hour, right? That's kind of
an hour, yeah.
Yeah. Hour. Speaking of, I have to head out relatively soon.
Okay. Well, let me look at the time because you're probably... We can end it now.
No. I got a few more minutes. This call can wait a little bit longer.
I might not. No. It's been 52 minutes. We can end it.
No. Let's keep going a little bit longer. I don't have to... It's fine. It's just a phone call that I can do like...
Nothing. It's not set for an hour, but, you know, usually an hour.
Hour's a good time. Hour and a half is also a good time, too.
I've never been struggling to get to an hour.
Yeah.
It's usually... in fact...
Have you had guests who just really struggle talking? Like...
No.
Give you very short answers?
A little bit in the beginning, but, you know, I think that's what my job is, to try to coax it along. Yeah, and I'm not asking, you know, too tough of a question. It's really just about, I think, you know, the podcast started off for me just being, you know, chatting. Mm. You know, I said the first 40 guests were all my friends, you know, so it's just like chatting with my friends. But, you know, there's a person that's kind of getting involved a little bit with the podcast, and you know, he's, you know, there's things that we got to try to do, especially when people come with like an agenda. I had a lady that was with the Spezzato wine, and she was awesome. We had a great time, but I'm not a wine professional,
sure.
So I felt like I didn't really do her any justice by blowing people's mind with my wine facts.
Do you find like people like sometimes like plug too much about themselves?
Well, I'm finding like this. I asked you to be on the podcast. We didn't really have anything to plug.
No,
just
I mean,
chatting. Yeah. That's why I'm like,
I'm a really shitty salesman considering I didn't really say who I was till like, well, till 2/3
but
through.
I gotta try to do a better job with that, Rob Waters from W Films.
Thank you.
And, but more people are coming on with an agenda, and
yeah,
which is great. I just need to make sure that I'm giving them their value considering that it's free.
Yeah. Like, I've been on, you know, I think you're doing a good job. Well, quick question.
Sure.
So, this is the beginning of season 2.
Yeah.
What defines a season for you?
A sponsor.
Okay, I didn't, because I was like, usually a season often defined by a year, and I didn't think you were doing this for a year. So I was just curious of the.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to listen. I'm learning season two on the fly. Is
next level. That's
right.
What we're
we have a sponsor.
About.
We're trying. We had a meeting.
Who is that sponsor again? Can you tell
Urban
us?
Urban Float.
I feel like you should work that in. Who's that sponsor?
1,200 pounds of Epsom salts.
Let's give that one more read because you want to keep this money.
Okay. Well, there's no money. They're just, you know, friends. But
right.
I'm not going to read it again, but I will say it's 302-232-3141 and use the word first time when ordering your first
If you're
float.
Looking for altered states.
And I was going to tell you, you should try this. I know you're busy.
I've actually done something like it, not the water, but I've done those kind of just be quiet for mm-hmm. a long time. I don't work well that way. I don't.
I know you don't.
My but mind, I think I move a little too much.
And I'm not, I don't work well that way either, but this was nice. I did it with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you and Eric can go down. And we floated in our own pods, but it is really pretty sweet. I don't need it every week.
Sure.
But I bought it for her for Mother's Day, and then I asked for it for Father's Day because it was nice.
All right.
And it is Epsom salts. And, you know, you work out. I can tell. You've got some torn muscle and stuff. You need some therapy.
Could use some therapy.
Some therapy.
That's fine.
You need to be quiet for an hour.
It's tough.
Zip it.
It's tough.
Float it.
Just it's the mental thing. I can't, I used to have a hard time sleeping, but now that I have a kid, that happens a little easier now.
Well, and it's funny because I'm the same way. I don't do film, but I do a lot of junk, and I've just kind of decided that I need to relax a little bit more because it's starting. It does wear you out,
yeah.
And sometimes I get sloppy, and then I feel bad about it, and I may even look bad. So I'm just trying to be, for me, and this has nothing to do with
it. No, that happens with me at the Revival House. Like, yeah. These past few months, I just haven't quite as into it because I've just been tired.
Yeah, and you get worn out.
You get worn out, and then that kind of loses steam, and you feel bad about that. Like, I should have been more behind it and all that kind of things. But just,
well, and
you get tired.
You also have a little boy that's starting to get older.
Yeah, I don't want to be a deadbeat asshole dad.
Well, you're never
going to
be a deadbeat asshole dad. But
I could be a deadbeat, though, right? Or an asshole, either one.
Asshole, but not deadbeat.
Okay,
you work.
That's fine.
Deadbeat are the ones that don't work.
Yeah, that's true.
Assholes okay. are the ones that they stay at the Revival House every Thursday of the month.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, hold my beer. Daddy's got to talk on the microphone.
Daddy's got to get on stage. Hold this beer.
I love the
and
Revival.
And only drink half of it, God
damn. It's a shame that that's kind of becoming stressful because I love that.
I have a plan that I hope would work. Well, you know, like Rob and I were talking a little bit about it. I hope maybe it might work. I don't know, but it's kind of a reshuffling. It's not like it's scaling back, but scaling the amount of shows,
mm-hmm.
but building up the ones that we have.
Yeah,
into more the events that when we first started, how they were.
So what is today? Today is what? I don't even know the date, but are we headed towards?
Yeah, next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday will be a real fun one. It's going to be Roadhouse.
Let's talk about that.
One of the greatest bad movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. In
the first badass.
Uh-huh.
Well, not the very
first. Not the first,
first
but, you know. Who would you say the first badass? Maybe John Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's pretty close.
Well, what was who's the guy that was in, like, the Ten Commandments?
Not Heston.
Yeah, Charlton Heston.
Yeah, Charlton Heston. Okay.
I think Charlton Heston was first and continues to be one of the premier badasses.
He's also very dead, so I don't know.
Did he die?
He's dead, yeah.
He's not with the NRA anymore?
I mean,
pull this gun from my bloody
I'm
hand.
I'm sure his spirit is, but yes. It's,
he's gone.
I think he's gone.
Oh, that's sad.
Unless I'm wrong.
Charlton Heston
Hold
is
on.
Alive.
Go to the phones and.
We're going to get a lot of feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback in the mailbag. Well, that's the other thing. We're trying to have a mailbag if people want to reach out to us. I should post that or should
plug it, man.
Plug it.
Plug it.
Yeah, I don't have that plug yet.
Plugs.
Don't tell the white collar management I screwed up on them. They'll fire me.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, listen, I appreciate you coming. You're a busy guy. And anybody that comes on the podcast, I have a lot of gratitude towards because it's an hour out of your day and I appreciate it because. Especially on a Monday. We're pulling it all together after the weekend. And
I'd like to come back maybe like every month or something when I got like something else to talk about it. Yeah.
Well, and you're fun.
Oh, thank
you're
you.
Lively.
Am I lively?
You did.
I try to be lively.
Have you ever had Smoke and D's barbecue yet?
No. Where's that? Right across the street?
Right down there in the corner.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, they were on the podcast. And I've actually had it before. They're just friends. And I had them on the podcast. And we went and had barbecue there yesterday. And it was just a great way to have a
Are they
wrap
lively?
Up Sunday.
Okay.
That's all right.
It's okay. You gotta have everyone.
They're making barbecue.
You don't want like some idiot screaming all the time into the microphone like I do. You want someone who has some measured thoughts.
So Rob Waters from W Films, I say thank you.
And thank you for having me.
All right, brother.
All right, man.
Air knuckles.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. See ya.
See you.